At one point or another, most theater troupes buck tradition by employing the concept of non-traditional casting, that is, hiring actors to play roles written for a different age, gender, or race. Playing with gender can be tricky, but the American Heartland Theater's current production of an Oscar Wilde classic features as the female lead the male actor Jim Kerenke. KCUR's Steve Walker reports for the series Artists in Their Own Words.
For actresses of a certain age, there are perhaps no roles more coveted than that of Lady Bracknell, the priggish, pretentious grande dame of Oscar Wilde's classic, The Importance of Being Earnest. Having been played by such real dames as Maggie Smith and Judi Dench, the character became the property of actor Brian Bedford for a critically acclaimed Stratford Shakespeare Festival production that moved to Broadway. Opening this week with similarly quirky casting is the American Heartland Theater's production, starring local theater veteran Jim Kerenke, who explains after a recent rehearsal how he thinks audiences might first react.
Of course, I was concerned about that because, of course, their initial reaction, they're going to see it in the program, they're going to know that it's a man, their initial reaction, because I do make, I'm sad to say, the homeliest woman you've ever seen in your life. And they're going to take a moment to laugh at that. But as soon, I think, I hope, as soon as she opens her mouth, that will go away.
Given that audiences may have to take a minute to adjust to a male actor in those Victorian clothes, he says it's important to him that he approach the role in a way that has nothing to do with drag or camp, but rather honesty and respect.
To play up the camp of a man doing the role is so, that I could not do. And if that were a condition, I would have turned it down. You have to find the woman. It would be disrespectful to Mr. Wilde, I think, to do her otherwise. She has to be real. And they can't be listening to these gorgeous words if what they're thinking is, oh, isn't he funny? He looks this, he looks that, and he looks like the ugliest woman I've ever seen, or whatever it is. Being aware totally that it's a man doing the woman.
In college, Kerenke played Algernon, who goes up against the formidable Lady Bracknell. Some 40 years later, he describes the woman he's now playing in the context of what Oscar Wilde intended with the play, a sharp stick in the side of the increasingly vulnerable British aristocracy.
She represents the very things that he felt needed to be said about the ruling classes. And I think he felt, sadly, the only way I can get it done or produced is to do it as a comedy. But he was so brilliantly clever that he did it, so I don't think they were aware of the depth of what he was saying about them.
After rehearsing a few days in street clothes, Kerenke says that when costume designer Sarah Oliver brought in a pair of period women's shoes, and all the show's costumes are true to period, it helped him get closer to personifying the woman his acting would have to deliver.
Even though I'd had a fitting before, you know, the lines were coming harder, and everything was coming harder. Where we were going, the arc was harder to find. And I swear to you, she came in with the shoes. I don't know how they walk in them. And I put them on, and it was like somebody just opened the door between masculinity and femininity.
Though Lady Bracknell is rarely played by a man, Kerenke is coincidentally donning women's wear again this summer to play Edna Turnblad, a woman's role meant to be played by a man, in the new theater's production of Hairspray. Steve Walker, KCUR News.